This is the KASU 604 newscast for Wednesday, September 13th. I'm Brandon Tabor. A recommendation is now going to the Arkansas State Plant Board to ban the use of a controversial herbicide responsible for damaging crops throughout the state. In a report, the dicamba task force said egregious violations needed stricter penalties without the need to prove significant off-target crop damage. The herbicide has drifted onto neighboring non-resistant crops. Task force is recommending use of dicamba not be allowed after April 15th for next year's growing season. The group is also recommending additional data be collected before the 2019 growing season. Officials say people from out of state who expect to be in Tennessee for an extended period because of damage to their homes or workplaces by Hurricane Irma can file for unemployment insurance. Tennessee Labor and Workforce Development Commissioner Byrne Phillips said in a news release that the state wants to make sure people staying in Tennessee have information they need to receive unemployment benefits they're entitled to. The state says workers displaced by the hurricane should start the unemployment benefits filing process with the state where they work while temporarily residing in Tennessee. Because the affected areas could be declared a federal disaster area, unemployment insurance may be available to people who typically wouldn't be entitled to benefits. Seven tigers, six lions, and one leopard that were recently discovered by authorities in a warehouse in northeastern Arkansas will soon be flown to Germany. The former Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey circus animals were found in Wiener on Saturday. Arkansas Game and Fish Commission spokesman Randy Zeller says the animal's British owner possessed the appropriate paperwork, but that he hadn't alerted Poinsett County that he would be temporarily holding the animals in Arkansas. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports that the big cats will fly to Germany from the Memphis International Airport. Last week, a tiger from the same group of animals was killed after escaping near Atlanta, Georgia. Charles F. Knight, who led a period of tremendous growth as CEO of the technology and engineering company Emerson for nearly three decades, has died in Missouri. Spokesman for the St. Louis County-based company says Knight died yesterday at an area hospital of complications from Alzheimer's disease. He was 81. Knight was just 37 when he joined Emerson as chief executive officer in 1973. He retired as CEO in 2000, but remained as chairman of the board until 2004. Local and regional news can be heard on KASU weekdays during NPR's Morning Edition, beginning at 5 a.m. at 91.9 FM and at KASU.org. I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.